Writing, putting down your thoughts on a page, making them flow like water in a stream on a beautiful spring day. To me, writing is like a river that flows into a dam for a power plant. It flows and bam, it stops and I'm stuck. Writing stories as well, what you could say would be an arena fight, just like the same fight that the gladiators fought to the death in. That's me with my writing. Now, I can sit here in this swiveled wheelchair and tell you that, well, I'm better at telling stories with my own skull than a sheet of paper. If I tried my hardest, I probably could do it, but it'll get to the point where I'll curse like a sailor and throw things. My teachers throughout my school career have seen it as a challenge for me. I've tried all the tips and tricks for writing, but they don't always work for me, for my writing. You see, I'm a self-taught individual, well, ever since my father left about 5 years ago. Now, if I can remember right, some of these tips and tricks I was taught are, think about your favorite things to do, fourth grade. What was the meaning behind this story, ninth grade? Or there's my favorite, not really, write a short story, fifth grade. No. I'll take my own path and do my own ways of writing. Thank you very much. All these experiences have affected me and my writing by using all those tips and tricks my teachers taught all those years ago before this year. Also along with this unit, my two kind of odd strategies would be using music to help me get and creative thinking start to flow. The other is relating my horrible life into my writing. Lastly would be tying my opinions and my struggles into my writing. My first strategy is using my past life, my childhood, as well as my parents' divorce into my writing to give it some feeling and a feeling of emotion. Because what I've learned is that having some emotion into a writing piece will keep the reader interested and to keep them reading on. That's what I'm starting to do now, and I know that I can tie those things into my writing. My last strategy would be using my own harsh and sometimes can be self-centered opinion. But I put it into my writing and use it sometimes a paragraph starter or right in the middle of a paragraph. Of all places, or I'll place my opinion right at the beginning of my paper. Sometimes my opinions don't always tie into the paper, but even though they don't sometimes, they still make sense and tie into the paper. Oddly enough, my opinions make the paper really great to read. The poem I did the best on would be the I Come From poem. I'm choosing this one because it all shows that I'm willing to tell the reader that, hey, this is me, and I'm not afraid to tell you about where I come from and what I do basically for a living and how I live my life. And basically, if you don't like it, you can read something else. Now, you're probably reading this and wondering, why does this have anything to do with me? Well, I'm going to tell you right now with a little bit of advice and maybe a challenge. My advice to you, the reader, is to, well, use your own ways of writing. Use your own ideas and opinions, even if your English teachers say not to. You may get a grade marked down, but you can feel good about it that you made your own papers with your own ideas, views, and your own voice in the paper or article, for all I know. My second piece of advice would be to use your life to relate to the topic / subject. Don't be afraid to put your life into the writing. It'll keep your readers wanting more from you as a writer. Now my challenge. It's going to be hard, but I'm pretty sure my readers can do it. Okay, now your challenge. Whenever you get a paper or have to write an article, put your voice into it. Use your papers. Let your mind roam free with your writing. Don't be afraid to be unique with your writing.